If you're just starting out on the new keto diet, this is definitely the podcast you need to listen to. Awesome, guys. Let's just get started. The first thing I wanted to let you guys know was if you're getting started on a keto diet, I am extremely proud of you. I know it's not necessarily an easy life choice, even though after a certain amount of time it becomes way easier and you are more comfortable eating based on the keto diet and eating obviously low carbs, less than 20 grams a day, and eating high fats and high protein. You're actually going to get used to it. It's not as hard as people actually think it is. It's not like every other diet. On this diet, you don't go hungry like the fasting diets, and you don't starve at all. You're actually eating pretty good food. You're allowed to have wine. It's actually a decent way of eating. It's a good lifestyle choice, in my opinion. Anyway, you could obviously kind of reach out to me and tell me what your experience is so far. But I think it's the best thing, man. I think it's not like every other diet. I've tried different diets. I tried a carnivore diet where I was supposed to just eat meat. And I'm not going to lie to you, that kind of sucked. For some reason, it made me hate meat for a little while. And so I want you guys to kind of understand that the keto diet is the most balanced diet out there, because you can still eat pretty much everything that you eat today. And I'm going to break it down for you guys. The first thing I wanted to kind of let you guys know as well was you should think outside the box. You shouldn't feel like you're constrained to just eating eggs and chicken and beef, ground beef or whatever. You should think outside the box. Think about foods that you like to eat on a daily basis. If you like to eat rice with some sauce on the side, think about how you're going to flip that over and make it a keto diet. So for example, I started eating konja rice, which is just a type of rice that is made from konja noodles. And ultimately, this has zero carbs in it. And I'm not kidding. It's decent. It has no taste, just like rice doesn't have any taste, but it has zero carbs in it. It has 5 grams of fiber, but that's pretty much it. It has zero carbs in it, man. And you can have that with a side of tomato sauce. And tomato also does have some percentage of carbs per 100 grams, but obviously you just have to make sure you're eating less than 20 grams a day. So just pull out your scale, pull out your weight scale, and kind of figure out how much you need and how much you could use as a sauce. There's different alternatives, guys. Like if you wanted to eat bread and some eggs, you can go ahead and bake yourself some keto bread. All you need is just different flour. You're gonna be using almond flour instead of using the traditional baking flour. So it's more just thinking outside the box. The keto diet is a restricted diet on a carb level, but it doesn't say you can't eat what you like to eat. So whatever you like to eat, just make sure that you're basically making a keto meal. You're just making sure you're consuming less than that 20 grams of carbs a day. And the things that you think you need to eat on a daily basis that has high carb percentages, realistically you don't. I honestly don't. If you wanted a bagel, let's say for example you're the type of person who drinks a latte and a bagel, all you have to do now is switch over and drink black coffee with a keto bagel. It's still the exact same thing, and you can still have the same results, but except one way is healthier than the other way, and the other way gets you fat long term. The other way keeps you lean, keeps you healthy, and keeps you with a lot more energy. I don't know if you guys have ever had, for example, you have a lunch break and you go eat some food, and right after you eat the food, you're depleted. You're so tired during the day, and you don't understand why, but your energy seems to have just disappeared in a way. And that used to happen to me when I used to work at one of my jobs here. And I just feel depleted after I had a high carb lunch. And I used to think having high carbs was a good thing, because that meant you could burn more energy and stuff like that. And then I started a keto diet. And one of the first things I actually noticed was it was kind of hard to go to bed. And it was not hard to go to bed because I felt bad. It was just hard to go to bed because I had a lot of energy. I'd work out twice a day and I still feel energetic. Whereas when I had high carbs, I'd work out once a day and I'd be depleted for the rest of the day. So you're going to notice you're going to have more energy. You're going to be able to sleep less and still feel more energetic. So your life will actually turn out more balanced and you'd feel more productive on a daily basis. And I highly recommend the keto diet to whoever's trying to lose weight or whoever's trying to hit some different body goals. I think it's something you have to try out, even if you don't want to stick with it forever, you just want to lose weight and stop eventually. I think you have to try it out. And after you try it out, if you stick with it, that's perfect. If you don't, up to you. I'd say you should stick with it because you're gonna kind of find out what the health benefits are. And if you don't stick with it, then you're kind of choosing the wrong path, or I wouldn't say wrong path, but you're choosing a different path from what was giving you so many results, right? But yeah, man, I feel like if you're getting started on a keto diet, don't restrict yourself to a certain amount of foods. Don't restrict yourself to just the basic things. Think outside of the box. Think of things that can make you eat a bit more. For example, the keto bread, man. When I started the keto diet, which was not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago actually, and man, I was craving bread so much. Like, it was something I used to eat on a daily basis before I started the keto diet. So I was craving it so much and I thought I could never have it again, and I was pretty sad about it. And then I just kind of went online, searched up the keto diet, and thought to myself, okay, why can't I just put in keto bread and see what comes up? Put it in Google, and lo and behold, formula or whatever, the cooking formula thing popped up. And yeah, there was a recipe for it online, and I was able to bake it and eat some keto bread. So you guys need to kind of think outside of the box. Don't feel constrained and don't feel like you can't stretch your horizons. Whatever it is you like to eat, try and find an alternative, a low carb alternative or zero carb alternative. With the keto bread, I think the one I make has about 1 gram worth of carbs in a slice. That's insane. So I can have fucking 20 slices if I wanted a day and I'd still be fine. So obviously that's excessive, because who the fuck eats 20 fucking slices of bread a day? But if I wanted, I could have a decent amount of bread and still be under my carb range for the day. So you guys need to think outside of the box. That's what's going to lead to your success. That's going to lead to longevity, and that's going to keep you on this diet and on this lifestyle, because it's not really a lifestyle. It's not really a diet. It's a lifestyle. And that's what's going to keep you on the right path throughout this thing. If you guys have any feedback, or you get started on your keto diet and you want to talk to somebody about it, you want to text somebody, you can definitely hit me up. Just reach out to me through the podcast. You can leave me a message, or you can go to my Instagram, @HassetJustin, and just kind of shoot me a message and let me know you came from the podcast. And I'll definitely get back to you. It's just one of those things where I find it's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity to change yourself and become a better person and be physically fit and be more productive and just add another awesome layer to your life in terms of living in the right way. Anyway, guys, appreciate you for listening. Don't forget to download the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe so that way you can know when I release another episode. And I'll be hearing from you guys, or you guys will be hearing from me soon enough, and hopefully I hear from you guys about your keto diets and your plans in the future. Awesome.